And if we will depend on the Holy Spirit for our decisions, the first rule of thumb is that you must come to a place in your life Christ is in full control, not part.
Life is a journey, and as in every journey, you need a roadmap. Today on Your Roadmap to Success, you will receive detailed instructions on how to navigate through life successfully. Welcome to Your Roadmap to Success with author and teacher, Neil Achampong.
Continue with our series of lessons on the subject of the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. And today's lesson, we will look at the subject, making choices. And the choice that the church made was a choice they made without the power of the Holy Spirit. So the same way I showed you that the book does not only talk about how the Holy Spirit infuses people, but there are sections of it where people functioned without the Holy Spirit leading them. And today's lesson is one of them. So let's pick up the reading from the book of Acts chapter 1, and we'll read from verses 12 all the way to verse 26. I will use for our discussion today the New Century Version. All right, Acts chapter 1 from verse 12. Let's read the entire story and we will discuss it thereafter. Then they went back to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives. You all remember that Jesus had met them after his resurrection, and he tells them to go and wait. And then the scripture says, while they were looking at him, he was caught up into the heavens. You remember that part? All right. So after that meeting, then they went back to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives. This mountain is about a half mile from Jerusalem. When they entered the city, they went to the upstairs room where they were staying. Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, also known as the Zealot, and Judas the son of James were there. They all continued praying together with some women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Jesus' brothers. During this time, there was a meeting of the believers, about 120 of them. Peter stood up. Everybody say Peter. Peter stood up and said, "Brothers and sisters, in the scriptures, the Holy Spirit said through David something that must happen involving Judas. He was one of our own group and served together with us. He led those who arrested Jesus. Judas bought a field with the money he got for his evil act, but he fell to his death, his body burst open, and all his intestines poured out. Everyone in Jerusalem learned about this, so they named this place Al-Kadama. In the language, Al-Kadama means the field of blood. In the book of Psalms, Peter said, this is written, may his place be empty, leave no one to live in it. And it is also written, let another man replace him as a leader. So now a man must become a witness with us of Jesus being raised from the dead. He must be one of the men who were part of our group during all the time the Lord Jesus was amongst us. From the time John was baptizing people until the day that Jesus was taken up from us to heaven. They put the names of two men before the group. One was Joseph Barsabbas, who was also called Justus. The other was Matthias. The apostles prayed, Lord, you know the thoughts of everyone. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to do this work. Show us who should be an apostle in the place of Judas, who turned away and went where he belongs. Verse 26, read with me, shall we? Everyone, verse 26, ready? Read. Then they used lots to choose between them, and the Lord showed that Matthias was the one. So he became an apostle with the other 11. Amen. Very bizarre story. Jesus has resurrected. He meets the disciples. He talks to them. He commissions them to function and to work for him. And it's amazing that the whole book of Acts covers, if you look at Luke, who wrote it, he's already written about 3 years of Jesus' life. The entire book of Acts covers 30 years. And then he pauses to put this story in here because it's important. And today, as we discuss this story, you would recognize why this is so crucial, why this is so important. Amen. In the story, we are told that the 10 days before the descending of the Holy Spirit, that is on the day of Pentecost, those 10 days they were waiting according to the instructions of Jesus. And whilst they were waiting, the scripture says Peter stands up in the midst of them, and he quotes a scripture in the Old Testament about the fact that somebody had to replace Judas. And then the scripture says they nominate two individuals, Justus and Matthias, and then they pray and they cast lots, and then a person is chosen to replace them. We see here in the text one choice be made, someone to replace Judas. And the concept of making choices is in the text. Do you see it in here? Do you see making choice in the text? But remember, at this time, whilst they were doing this, the Holy Spirit's power had not yet descended on them. So they made a choice without the Holy Spirit. So if you look at it, they use casting of lots, which is an Old Testament model. And today, what I want to impress on your heart is that asking Alexa to flip a coin. Oh, yeah. You can tell Siri to choose heads and tails. And drawing something out of a hat as a way of making decisions is an Old Testament model. In the New Testament model, Jesus wants you to depend on one and only one individual. He's called the Holy Spirit. And here we see the apostles meeting to choose a successor. And personally, I believe they made a mistake. Because later on, Jesus chooses. He chooses Paul. I will show it to you. Are you ready to study God's word today? Don't worry, I'll challenge church out of you. I want you to pay attention to it. Because the New Testament church was not extraordinary. They were ordinary people like us, but they subjected themselves to the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's begin by asking a question: that did they choose a successor, or did they simply just act before the proper time? Two things are possible. First of all, it is possible they chose the wrong person, which is what I believe they did. Pastor, you just said the apostles did. Yes, they did. Anytime you do not function by the Holy Spirit, you will make mistakes. I want you to learn those lessons. It doesn't matter your title. If you put the Holy Spirit on the shelf, this is why I believe that they may have made the wrong choice. Do you realize that in those 10 days, who started the whole idea of choosing a person? We just read it. Who brought the issue? Peter. What is Peter known for? Not fisherman. Peter is known for making rash decisions. He's very known for it. The only time Peter changes is when the Holy Spirit descends upon him in Acts chapter 2. And the guy is an entirely different individual. And remember, whilst they were making this choice, the Holy Spirit has not descended. So Peter, as an individual who pushes things before right timing, makes me believe that they may have made the wrong choice. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 1. And I want you to look at verse 4, because Jesus told them exactly what they were supposed to do. And choosing a successor was not one of them. It is very easy that religion can teach you and show you how to do things. But if you allow the Spirit of God to step in, you realize that the mistakes you're making. In Acts chapter 1, let's look at verse 4. Please read with me from the screen if you can, shall we? Once, when he was eating with them, he told them not to leave Jerusalem. He said, wait here to receive the promise from the Father, which I told you about. Do you see voting in here? So number one, the guy who brought the suggestion rashes with decisions. Number two, they just disobeyed Jesus. Is that church different from you and I? Sometimes when we read a book of Acts, we make it look like they were very super people. They were super after the Holy Spirit showed them. And all throughout the book of Acts, you will realize that any time they did things without the Holy Spirit, they did something silly. So secondly, I do believe they may have made a wrong choice because they disobeyed Jesus. Jesus never told them to go and choose a successor for Judas. Yet they did. Number three, turn with me to the book of John chapter 16, because here Jesus tells them how the New Testament model of making decisions is going to happen. John chapter 16, I want you to look at the 13th to the 15th verse. John chapter 16. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into all, and that includes the decisions you make. If you want to make the right decisions, the scripture says you need the Holy what? Spirit. He will not speak his own words, but he will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is to come. The Spirit of truth will bring glory to me, because he will make what I have to say and tell it to you. Verse 15, all that the Father has is mine. That is why I said that the Spirit would take what I have to say and to tell it to you. Did the disciples wait for the person who was supposed to help them make decisions? Did they? Come on, talk to me. Did they? This is why I believe that they may have made a wrong choice. Another reason for which I do believe that maybe they may have made the wrong choice is that they are trying to figure out who should replace Judas. First of all these disciples, who chose them? Who chose them? So what business do they have replacing someone Jesus chose when Jesus told them, wait? I wanted you to pay attention. Sometimes we can do things in prayer meetings because they just had a prayer meeting. And it's very easy to pray and still not listen to the Holy Spirit. I wanted you to pay attention. Because sometimes prayer is just a religious act for us. I've often heard people who pray in tongues, and sometimes tongues is a language. We need to be careful. So my question is, how do you choose a successor to replace someone who was chosen by the Lord himself when he didn't tell you to choose a successor? Another reason is that they use a model. Now they prayed. So many people would say, oh, but Pastor, they prayed. They use the word of God as a basis. But I want you to understand, they started from disobedience. And anytime you start disobeying God, it doesn't matter the things you do. You have disobeyed him. Amen? Now, let's look at the model, because the model they used was casting lots. It's an Old Testament model. The book of Proverbs If you look at 18:18, the Bible says, throwing lots can settle arguments and keep two sides from fighting. And if you look at the Old Testament, casting of lots was used. But Jesus is reminding them that I have ushered in the new covenant in which you depend on the Holy. Come on, talk to me. In which you depend on the Holy. Now, many people don't want to wait for the Holy Spirit. So we still use the Old Testament model of making decisions. Lord, if it is you, put a fleece. It takes a little bit of work to walk with the Holy Spirit and to hear. We don't want that. We want it quick. So we ignore that. Today, I want you to be reminded of this truth. You can make a choice, and the entire church can be involved in it, and you might still be wrong because you did not do it God's way. The book of Proverbs, if you look at another verse, Proverbs 16:33 says, people throw lots to make a decision, but the answer comes from the Lord. Did you hear that? It means that throwing lots or casting lots or voting or asking Alexa to flip heads. The first time I told Siri, choose heads. It was a decision. And then he chose it. I said, but that's wrong. Based on scripture, that's wrong. And Siri chose it for me. And people are making decisions like that today. What is your decision-making process? Is it a New Testament model or an Old Testament model? Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Galatians chapter 1. The final reason I want to give as to why I do believe that this apostles, without waiting on the Holy Spirit and jumping the gun, may have made a mistake. The book of Galatians chapter 1 verse 1 tells you that somebody was chosen by Jesus himself. And that's Paul. Now, pause for a second before we read the scriptures and let me show you something. If you read the book of Acts very carefully, what did Jesus tell them from last week's lesson? He says, wait for the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will receive what? Power. Then you will be my witnesses where? In Jerusalem, and in Judea, and then in Samaria, and then unto the uttermost part of the earth. From Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came all the way to chapter 8, verse 3, the people stayed in Jerusalem. You're telling me they were very obedient? No, they are not. They were disobedient like us today. They ignored what Jesus said. So the scripture says, there was persecution, and it forced them to move outside of Jerusalem to what? To Samaria. But then after that, they stopped. They didn't do it. They formed a church council in Jerusalem, judging between Jews and Gentiles. Until Paul was released with Barnabas and a few others in Acts chapter 13, then they obeyed the last part. By taking the gospel outside of Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria unto the uttermost part of the earth. Are you with me? Why? Because that is the guy Jesus himself what chose. Read with me from Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Shall we all read together? Ready? Read. From Paul, an apostle. Pause. Paul says he's an apostle. What kind? Remember the disciple says they gave a criteria that it ought to be someone who had been with them from the beginning of John's baptism until the day Jesus was what? Resurrected. All right? Now let's look at Paul because Paul was nowhere near that. So how does he become an apostle? Let's continue reading. Go with me. Go. From Paul, an apostle. I was not chosen to be an apostle by human beings, nor was I sent from human beings. I was made an apostle through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Notice he mentions not only Jesus, but God the Father. And Jesus said, what I hear the Father say is what I So Paul is saying when he met me on the road of the Damascus, he was fulfilling the Father's will. Matthias, no wonder, after he was chosen, was never heard of. But they had a prayer meeting. There was a scripture from the Old Testament to base their decision on. I want to show you how you can make mistakes. An entire church can make mistakes when we ignore the Holy Spirit. There are some who also will make the argument that maybe they made a right choice. I'm becoming a devil's advocate, right? Looking at both sides. Maybe they made the right choice. And the reason may be the fact that the decision was based on Old Testament model. But it's still, even though we are in the New Testament, the Old Testament hasn't passed yet. But let's just be honest, and let's come back to this simple thing. Did Jesus ask them to elect a successor? Did he? I do believe that that is why Jesus chose Paul. Because he realized them people, all of them, were disobedient. They never moved past Samaria. They sat there and waiting. There are some who make the argument that Peter was the apostle to the Jews. Who made him apostle to the Jews? When Jesus said, from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. And then he chose to make himself an apostle to the Jews. So sometimes God may have gifted you to do something and you might be doing it your way. Anytime you marginalize the Spirit of God in your life, you're bound to do something crazy. And I want us to be very careful. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 3, because we are capable of doing our own things and sometimes make it look like it's God who is doing it. Are you in Romans chapter 10? Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And let's look at verse 3. The old King James says something very, very powerful. And I want us to... Well, let me read it from the Christian Standard Bible. Listen to me. It says, since they were ignorant of the righteousness of God and attempted to establish their own righteousness, they have not submitted to God's righteousness. How many kinds of righteousness is being mentioned in this verse? It's just two. It's your righteousness or God's righteousness. He said, since they did not know the righteous ways of God, they established their own what? Mm-hmm. The only entity who can show you God's way of righteousness is the Holy Spirit. And the book of Acts is showing us that the church can have its own righteousness. Let's read from the New Century Version. Because they did not know. How are they going to know? Is it through a council? Is it through a liturgy? Is it through a bylaws? Is it through constitution? The answer is no. It is through the Holy Spirit. Because they did not know the way that God makes people right with him, they tried to make themselves right in their own way. So they did not accept God's way of making people. You see, it is very easy to establish your own righteousness. Very easy. And it's because of our ignorance of God's righteousness. One time, somebody asked me a question. He said, Pastor, why is it that sometimes you allow people to do crazy stuff and not just step your foot and do something? I said, God knows we would disobey him, yet he gave us our will. I said, if you walk with God for real, he will show you that you should never force anybody. Always crave their indulgence. And the reason is this, because he has given you a will to choose, he gets to judge you. Because if he forces you, then he cannot judge you. And I said to the person, the way of Christ is to simply just teach his word and let people make the choices, because judgment is already woven into our choices. Are you with me? It is very easy to make our own righteousness. When we put two people here and we ask them to pray, and one of them pray this way, come on, everybody listen. Father, we thank you. They're all praying about the same thing. Father, we thank you for the fact that you are a great and an awesome God. We give you all praise and we give you all glory. Even in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. King of glory, we worship your holy name. We lift you up. In the name of Jesus. When we are done, the two people who actually prayed, tell us. Because we have established our own righteousness as to how prayer ought to look like. Meanwhile, before God, it might be the one who said few words. Because God's righteousness is your heart, not your words. Not how articulate you are. Because he knows he has made us all human beings, and some garaps, others don't. So he chose not to look at our raps, but our hearts. It is very easy to establish our own righteousness as a church. And some of us are establishing it in our marriages too. It has to be this way. We must come to that place that we establish our righteousness, and it must be based on God's righteousness. Are you with me today? The apostles met. Judas is gone. We are supposed to do this work. Somebody else can come and replace it. Meanwhile, Jesus has already told them, wait, never attempt my work without my spirit. And they already started choosing. Today, I wanted you to ask yourself, the decisions you're making, is the Holy Spirit in it? Or you just put him on the shelf, and when you are done, you ask him to rubber stamp it for you. As we study the book of Acts, I want you to look at the book in its entirety. Many, many years ago, I looked at it like it's a book and it's a church of super spirituals. The guys were superstars. Peter, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Luke continues to describe it. Chapter 6, they are fighting over food. So they choose deacons. Now, today, we have turned deacons to become a board. But originally, they were brought because they were supposed to share food. You see how we are establishing our own righteousness? I pray that God opens your eyes as we study. Amen. Amen. So back to today's lesson. It is very, very easy to create our own righteousness. I took time to look at some of the modern day, the ways people are making decisions. People that are similar to casting of lots, throwing of dice. Do you know people make decisions by just throwing dice? Anytime you watch soccer, how do they determine which team kicks the ball? Heads and tail. Then the referee says, yeah. Then they made a decision. Alexa can also tell you. If you ask Siri, should I go out today? Siri, he or she, whichever one, can tell you, don't go out today because... Or if you're going out today, get your umbrella because it's going to rain. And so our dependence on the Holy Spirit is gradually being depleted because there are so many models around us that looks good, but it's not God's righteousness.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text RADIO to 301-696-8555. or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.